Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg Morton with us, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Colleen's hanging out with us also. Greg just came in early for us because we're taking the day off tomorrow. So it was nice of him to stop in and hang out with us this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com all through the weekend. And the kids show is Sunday afternoon, right, Colin?
Saturday.
No,
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Sorry.
It's Sunday, right. And Craig's with us, too, as usual.
Yeah, sure.
Greg knows how the show works.
I do.
Comment on the stuff you do.
Yeah. Todd, it was on this date in 2005, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for author Hunter S. Thompson.
Happy birthday!
I remember it well. I was in Colorado when that happened.
His grandkid was in the house.
I know. That was strong.
That's the weirdest part.
Yeah, you don't kill yourself with your grandkid in the house.
I thought his son found him.
I think that should be a given, right?
Yeah.
That was
very
brutal.
Sad.
Yeah.
It is Cindy Crawford's birthday today. It is Charles Barkley's birthday today.
Here comes Greg.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Who's older?
Doggone it.
That's how you play the game.
You guys snuck that right in there.
If you're not familiar with the program, you're a fairly new listener, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, when Craig started doing Who's Older, Greg Morton was sitting here, and we said, you want to play Who's Older? And he goes, how do you play it? I cannot make that up. Cannot make that up, because the explanation is the title. I mean, it is. I mean, I can't even make that any simpler than the title.
All right. So, I'll do my best.
In his defense, he might have been a little sleepy and thought you were doing some tricky thing with him.
True. We've messed with people. I get it. Yes. But it's still, I don't think there's a defense. I think it's just
here we go.
I needed my nap.
So to boil it down, who's older, Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley or
Cindy Crawford?
Barkley's older.
Yeah, I got to say Barkley, too. Yeah.
Barkley. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Charles Barkley, too.
Barkley is 57. She's 54.
Close.
All right.
Yeah.
Big win.
Hey, good game.
Oh, yeah. Big win.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
put
how you
my,
play
put
you
my
are.
Point up there. Put my point up there.
You're catching on.
Yeah.
And it looks like the Cheesecake Factory. Everybody loves Cheesecake Factory.
Is that the one where Baker Mayfield got some oral sex in that one?
That's what we heard.
Yep.
Wow. There's more than one.
Parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
There's more
than
one.
Which one do you go to get that?
Has that been corroborated?
You know, where Penny works.
She always works there. That's right. Cheesecake Factory is a fine place. The menu is a phone book.
Yeah, they're coming out with ice cream.
Oh,
cheesecake ice cream.
That sounds incredible.
In stores, not at the Cheesecake Factory.
All right.
Gotcha.
And that sounds decadent.
Yeah, it does.
Cheesecake and ice cream.
Wow.
Yeah, like I said, the menu there is you have to go, okay,
amazing.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Give us 5 more minutes. Hang on a second.
Right.
I mean, unless you just, I don't know how they do it. I'm not a restaurant worker.
There's an
obviously.
Old Testament and New Testament to the menu. That's how long it is.
You know, our comic buddy Sean O'Brien used to work at a Cheesecake Factory. And it's one of the places that our buddy Greg Warren can go and get something to eat.
Because there's so much on the menu, right? Okay.
So he can get, whatever he needs, gluten-free, et cetera. So I have been there with the two of them, with Greg going through and Sean mocking the server and everything.
Oh, because he knows exactly what it's about.
He knows the backstory.
Backstory.
That
man.
Is worth the price
I
of
bet admission. That is.
So much fun.
I bet that
to
is.
Almost get kicked out.
Yeah.
I bet that is.
I forgot Warren was a picky eater.
Yeah, oh, yes, he's very picky. Yeah, yeah.
And what we haven't mentioned yet today is NASCAR driver Ryan Newman.
Walked out with his daughters.
Walked out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I had hernia surgery a few years ago, and they insisted that I would do it. We're going to put you in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but you weren't in a roll cage either.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that they went back and staged the photo of him walking out, because that's pretty much blanket hospital.
You have to
policy.
Yeah, you have
they
to
have
take,
to roll you yeah. out.
If it doesn't matter. A bad cold. Right.
I mean, I protested. They said, look, I can walk. No, we got to do this.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, to me, that seemed a little
they
bit
went
staged.
Back
they went
he,
back and he stood there
and
with
he
his
took
daughters.
The picture. Because if you notice in the photo, he's not even wearing shoes.
And he's also not moving. He's just still a photo. Right.
Oh, I saw him walk.
Yeah.
Well, yes, he can walk, but
The video had him walking.
But I think I'm.
Oh, I just saw the still shot.
Yeah. Oh no, I saw the video of him walking the way he moved out of the hospital.
If you look at his face, there were no visible signs of injury. And you know who you can thank for Ryan Newman still being alive?
The dead Dale Earnhardt
is science.
Oh yes, science.
Yeah.
No, not Jesus, right?
Because after
no,
right. Jesus, take the wheel.
Right. Suck it, Jesus.
No. Yeah, yeah. It was not the hand of God.
Jesus, take the wheel
into the
wall and then flip over five times. Jesus can't drive. Let's go with that.
It was a bunch of scientists who came up with this idea that, let's make the wall so they absorb a little more energy and you don't go from 200 miles an hour to zero in 0.4 seconds.
That and then he gets hit by another car and rolls five times, and he's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of science that goes into NASCARs to make them safe.
So the one I saw the most was apparently,
I don't know. I
hate to speak ill of the dead, but because I'm not really speaking ill.
But you're about to.
Well, it's not their fault, but Dale Earnhardt's in heaven looking down. And the meme said, not on my watch, buddy.
Oh,
I'm thinking, no.
Dale Earnhardt's looking down saying, why didn't you have that technology when I hit the wall?
Exactly.
That's what he's saying.
In 01.
Yeah.
Right.
Now
late.
We've got
the Hans device, too. They have that now. You have to wear the Hans device now.
Yeah. Because of what happened to Earnhardt is why they made all these safety adjustments.
Yes, it is.
I believe that it was by the grace of God that happened.
No, it was science.
So that's exactly what it was. God, his hand came down, and he saved him. That's what happened.
Suck it, Jesus.
Hey. They're having that conversation at a diner in Tallahassee right now. They're saying exactly that.
Of course they are.
Right. They're not crediting the safety science and all the research that NASCAR put into this.
It was all science, right?
How they've changed
and a lot of luck too, man.
Yeah, changed up all the tracks. They all now have the head and neck restraint, the Hans device.
I hope when they talk to Ryan Hamilton, what's his name again? Ryan Hamilton.
Newman.
Ryan Hamilton is a comedian of ours. We're talking about Ryan earlier. We know Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be driving.
Ryan Hamilton is a NASCAR driver. Ain't gonna work. No, I'm thinking of Ryan Newman. I hope he says, "I want to thank all the technology that helped me, and not just." I'm sure he's a religious guy because they all are.
No, he was also. So, big on the safety stuff.
I know, but I hope he thanks
the crowd that was trying to get more safety.
But I hope he thanks them along with Jesus. You know, he's going to thank Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a Southern boy.
You have to,
and the doctors and nurses.
No, just Jesus.
Blah,
those people
blah,
too.
Blah blah
blah blah.
It was a miracle.
God put them in the hospital.
Yeah, he did.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, don't.
Not nice.
Not going to stop.
Craig argues with himself a lot.
No,
he knows that.
So he had to get.
No, I don't.
I'll tell you what's amazing about that story. Even being fine like he was, you'd think they'd just keep him 2 or 3 more days.
Right.
Even just for observation.
Being fine. Yeah. That's what's crazy about that story. And we're all glad he's walked out. That's a great story because I watched that wreck live, and I'm thinking, he's dead.
Who drives him home?
Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I've been informed the impact technology for the walls was created at the University of Nebraska.
I remember reading that.
Yeah, you could drive him home in the ashtray.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that thing was on fire.
Notes.
Yeah. That was nuts.
Yes, it was nuts.
And it kept flipping. It kept going.
I know.
I would like to know if he's at least a little banged up.
I want to know, as
he
talked.
He's sore.
Right.
He's got to be sore.
As he talked, is he talking normal? Let's go with that.
He looked like he was.
Of course, he's talking normal because he wouldn't have walked out if it was brain damage.
Yeah, they wouldn't have put photos up if he was a vegetable.
Yeah.
Thank God, I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm good. It just flipped a couple of times, and then now I'm. Who am I?
Ryan Newman.
Ryan, go fast. Ryan drive real fast. That's what Ryan do. Ryan wants some cheesecake ice cream.
Everybody.
everybody does.
Yeah. By the way, I've been wanting to think about that the last couple of days, but I'm glad Morton's here because he could do that bit, man. And he could do that bit and nail it because the dude is fine. That's a joke, folks.
My favorite part is the fact that he still finished fourth.
He slid across in fourth, right?
It was on his roof and on fire, but he still finished fourth. He got across the finish line.
The science is amazing. Science is amazing, especially when you know that people can. I remember reading a story years ago where somebody was just driving their car like 10 miles an hour in a parking lot of a Walmart and hit a pole and died because the seatbelt wasn't on and hit the thing wrong. They were going really slow. I'm thinking, and this guy, 200 miles an hour, you know. We should all have these cages. We should all drive that way all the time.
I agree.
Of course, we might step on it more.
This is why he was on. This is why he was on that safety committee, Craig. He is a engineering major from the University of Purdue.
Oh,
he's one of them educated college degree NASCAR guys.
Yeah, but you're
Yankee.
Right. Oh, he's a Yankee too, for that matter.
Yankee. Yeah.
And that's Canadian Greg
education.
Martin too, making fun of him.
Well, you know.
I want some ice cream.
I'm good. I'm all right. Just a scratch. That's all it is. It's a scratch.
Funny1Omaha.com.
I go fast.
Maybe he talked that way before the wreck. So that's part of that
bit.
Maybe that's just how he talks. Relax, folks.
Man out of Utah arrested for allegedly releasing mice and hamsters in various hotel rooms.
Could have been a nice touching moment there, man. Greg Morton stepped in.
I'm glad he stepped
just
in.
Ticks it off the rails.
I'm glad he stepped in. That's a regular character on his show, by the way. It's called NASCAR Driver.
NASCAR Driver. I go round and round and round. Left turn.
There you go. He'd be doing that bit before this happened. Yeah. America's Got Talent did that on the bit. That didn't. Can you imagine breaking into that bit?
Four and a half yeses. You're on to the next round.
Simon, I'm not sure about this new direction.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man out of Utah, 37-year-old Ryan State, had to be arrested for allegedly releasing mice and hamsters in various hotel rooms and then complaining to management in order to get a free stay.
Oh, my God.
At at least three Utah hotels, according to KUTV. This gentleman was compensated for a couple of nights after complaining about two mice in his room at the Hyatt House in Salt Lake City. The general manager reported the scam to police, who said that two other hotels fell for the ploy as well. He's accused of damaging several hotel rooms and then complaining about feces in the room left by rodents.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah. If you'd have done that once, you could have gotten away with
it.
Well, he got away with it twice.
A repeat offender.
They're probably pet store mice, too. So
yeah, you're right.
That's how they figured it out. You got to catch them again.
Yeah.
If you just let them go.
Well, if you just see one, and then we had a mouse run across our hotel room at the beach, my wife and I. And, we were there for like 5 minutes, and then we were out of there because she didn't want to stay.
Get like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And I'm thinking, man, where are we going to find another hotel room?
But right?
He wasn't going to take up that much room. Just leave him alone. He'll be fine.
No, there was no talking at that point.
I remember my wife and I, when we moved to New York the first time.
Okay.
And we spent a lot of time finding this place. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes like, yeah, it's going to be safe. Yeah, you could. It's this is a mob district, so you're going to be perfectly safe.
He actually said that to you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we get this place, and it's the first night, and she's going to law school.
What part of New York are you in?
We were in Soho.
Got it. Okay.
So we're in the second story. I walk up, and the roaches and the rats start coming out first night. Oh, and my
In your apartment?
Yes.
A rat comes out?
Yes.
Oh, my roach I can handle. A rat.
My wife starts roommate. Crying, I want to go home. I go, you ain't going home. I just paid $20,000 for law school. We ain't going nowhere.
Man, of course you're not.
Make friends with them.
What year was this?
Make friends with a New York rat? You don't make friends with a New York rat. Are you out of your damn mind?
Well, you got to come to some.
What the hell you thinking?
He's watching too many movies, animated movies, he does.
I do. I watch a lot of animated movies.
The rat comes out of the corner. Yeah. When you're a jet, you're a jet, you're a jet.
Ratatouille. He's over there eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I sat through that
years ago. For you.
I sat through that years ago.
Was Ratatouille a New York rat?
A rat.
Paris.
No. Yeah, a Paris rat. Right. Yeah.
Kill me for knowing that.
Yeah.
So how long did you, how'd you get rid of the rats?
We set out traps, sticky traps.
Any big ones like sewer rats?
Because
New York rats are big.
No. Yeah. Those are in Brooklyn.
Yeah, okay. How long did you stay in that place?
One, 2 years.
And you were still on the road, right?
Yeah,
so good luck with the rats. I'm hitting the airport.
Yeah,
flying to a nice hotel in Omaha. That probably worked out well for you.
It's the only place. I swear to you, I had a car just very briefly,
right.
And I parked it out on the street, and I had to put a note in it. Nothing in car. You have to write little notes to the criminals.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing in car. Do not break open. Don't steal.
Nothing here.
I remember they made stickers that said no stereo that you put on your window.
That's right.
Yeah.
She just threw a rat in the car. Rat in car.
We had this one thing. I saw this. There was an ad on TV for this device that scares away the roaches, and it's supposed to emit.
I remember the noise they hear.
Yeah.
Move,
remember that?
Yeah,
and it was supposed to scare them.
Right.
So I go like, that looks great. And I went, I bought some of those. I plug it in. I look, and there's this roach standing in front of it yelling, turn it up! More bass! I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh. Didn't care. Didn't care.
Didn't even care.
Crank it up, man.
Did not work.
What do you got?
That's at it. All.
What do you got?
Zero.
That's weird. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Because I remember that. It showed waves coming from it and roaches scattered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Roaches wanted to hear Skinner.
Roaches wanted to hear Skinner.
Play Free Bird.
Free Bird.
They're yelling play Free Bird. All right.
So once again, Justin Bieber says he can take Tom Cruise in a fight.
That's not true.
He won't let it go.
Yeah.
Why?
I would love to see that.
So would I.
Yeah. Come on.
Cruise ain't going to lose. I know he's older, but Cruise is in shape and bigger.
At this point, he just needs to go whoop Bieber's ass and just get it over.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey,
let's go.
We know he could run away from him.
I'm sure he doesn't want to do it, but we all want to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's asking for it.
Yeah, if he keeps popping off like this, you might as well just give him what he wants.
Go all Jack Reacher on him, man. Just kick his ass.
Mm.
Bieber said that the first time he mentioned, fighting
why Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
I don't get why Cruise.
I don't know. He said Cruise he was just being stupid at the time.
But by the way, neither one of those guys need reality money. And this whole boxing thing is huge now. YouTube stars want to fight. Who's that dude who wants to fight Antonio Brown of all people? He's a big YouTube guy.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
John Gruden.
When you start going. Yeah.
let's come up with YouTube matchups. I would like to see Chocolate Rain guy with the cat that plays the piano.
No, I just kicked ass out of the cat. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So he was on like with James Gordon.
And Ryan Newman is what I'd like to see.
I'm all right. No, you're not. Stay down.
A lot of the YouTube, I think I'd rather see a duel.
A duel?
Yeah. A gunfight.
Yeah. You're not playing anywhere down south anytime soon, Greg, so you're okay. All right. With that bit. Oh, you're in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh yeah,
and Port Charlotte. Try that NASCAR bit down there.
It's going to be guys in M&M coats that want to kick your ass.
Try that NASCAR bit.
That is such a religion down there.
Yeah, I know it is.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're safe up here, and in Canada. with the Ryan Newman bit.
Oh,
he's fine,
goodness.
By the way. That's why.
Yeah,
bit
he's
came
good.
From.
He's
yeah,
good. He
yeah.
walked out
right.
on his own
right.
of his own volition.
Yes,
he just
did. Yeah. We just didn't hear him talk.
Yeah,
until this morning.
He's very articulate as well.
So Bieber was on with James Corden.
Oh God!
And he said the first time he challenged Tom Cruise, he said he was just being stupid. But then people started talking about really wanting to see it happen. James Corden told Bieber Cruise would kick his ass.
Yeah, he would. He would. And by the way, Cruise hasn't even responded to this because he
and Bieber said absolutely not. He said Cruise is not the guy you see in movies. Bieber said, he's dangerous, and his agility is insane.
I disagree. I still think, I know he's younger.
You're telling me Justin Bieber's not dangerous?
Not, listen, Cruise is about my height, probably a little shorter, but he's in great shape,
yeah.
And he's a physical actor, and Bieber's probably same size as Cruise, only lighter.
You don't go through that many movies worth of fight training and not pick up a few things.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think he would just want to stick it to him, too, because this guy's just been talking smack for months.
Has anybody put it? Now, Cruise doesn't walk around the streets of L.A. with TMZ in his face. So, has anybody even asked Cruise about this since day one?
They can't get to him.
They can't get to him.
Scientology.
Right. That's
right.
You got the Scientology mob with him.
He's been training.
Yeah.
I mean, he's holed up. Nobody knows where he is.
He kicks his ass. I just saw Bieber on SNL. He's just a skinny guy, and Cruise is not, you know?
Oh, no. According to Tom's Twitter, it says, yep, I'm going to go kick his ass.
No, can you pull that up,
really?
Please?
Does he even have a Twitter?
No.
Yeah, he
does. He's on Twitter?
He has a verified Twitter account, but it's just promoting this Top
right.
Gun
okay.
2 thing.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that little Top Gun thing, Top Gun 2.
Nobody's going to watch that.
No, not at all.
No? You think that's going to bomb?
No.
He's no, it'll be huge.
It's going to be huge.
I'm so in for that
movie. I saw the preview myself. I want to see
it. I am so in for that movie.
Wow.
And that one, I'm going to need to go to the theater.
Yeah, because the sound.
With all the flying scenes and stuff, it's going to look way better at the theater.
I'll be like the roaches. Turn that up.
What's it called? Maverick?
Yeah. Yeah, Top Gun Maverick.
For a lot of people, that was their first VHS, right?
Yeah. 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 That or porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. They should invite Bieber to the premiere and Cruise could just kick his ass on the red carpet.
Just beats him down.
Oh, wouldn't you love to see that?
Yes, we would.
Yeah, challenge
him
to a dog fight.
Right.
Yeah, they both got to get in planes.
Yeah, Cruise flies his own flights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, with a GoPro or something like that.
He probably has his own FA-18.
Greg Morton with you. Yeah. Us, too, for that matter. FunnyBoneOmaha.com all through the weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.